Speaking of compassion fatigue, I've got new white person fatigue. And but look, I know we have to get to our fifth new white person before we get another person of colour join the show. But I'm just getting bored. Like,
with the whitest name possible.
Freya.
I think, yeah, that is like the whitest. Is there anybody who is...
Well, what did Sheila say? It's very exotic.
Exotic for like a exotic European name.
Scandinavian.
Look, she's doing a lot of grinning like the Cheshire Cat.
And she's in the new titles alongside Chloe, but she's also...
She's also bloody nicked Steph's leather jacket.
Yeah, I got massive Steph vibes.
Mm.
Yeah, without the crystals and the anti-vax bullshit.
I'm keeping that in where CJ just leaned over and said, is this for Patreon only? God, she's...
Oh, now that we're in Patreon only, my joke about the wedding was... Neighbours, the only television show where a person's been recast as a pigeon because he's an anti-vaxxer.
You know, they're just going, oh, thank fuck we killed him.
No, they must have known this kind of behaviour. You know what I mean?
It's hard to pick with some people because this stuff doesn't really didn't come up.
Josh, he got the permanent cut.
If you can tell people are a little bit herbal, like if they're a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, nobody was predicting a pandemic. Back when they were both killed off.
But if you go back and if everyone had a time machine and you go back and look and see if the word well-being is in someone's Insta bio, that'd be your telltale sign.
Yeah, on that side of things. But he's all like freedom bullshit.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
Freya. So she comes into the wreckage of Flamingo Bar.
And goes, oh, there's a police tape. I'm just going to duck under that and rummage around.
So I originally thought, like, is this... A journalist?
That's a good call.
Yeah. Like, I wondered, you know, like, what reason has she got for having that tenacity?
The place was swarming with journalists when they had the murder of Hamish.
Oh, yeah.
And Finn, all the Finns, you know.
Yeah. Mm. And, yeah, I just thought, like, the leather jacket was very, like, what's the newspaper? What's the lawyer? Tim Collins's newspaper? Doesn't he have a newspaper?
West Waratah Star.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if she's, you know... It's a shakedown about Lassiter's or something.
Print journalism's coming back.
Yeah.
It did seem – so she picked up – when you said earlier in the main pod, Kate Snugget, I thought she picked up a shawl that Brittany had been wearing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Her name's Freya and she's got a podcast.
She doesn't have a podcast.
It's a true crime podcast.
I like the other guy doing the true crime tours.
Yeah. But it's Freya.
Yeah, I do wonder. I hope she – maybe – I wonder what they're going to
– I do love her ACAB vibes though.
Yeah.
She's given like bloody crickets to to Levi.
And Nicolette's like, oh, I'm sure Levi followed correct procedure. And, you know, he's like, this is evidence. I'm like, well, why didn't you put it in
– See, this is where I wanted Freya to go. Okay, bootlicker.
If it's official police business, then – maybe put a second roll of tape up because I could just grab stuff from this thing.
Yeah. And why isn't the bloody crime scene investigated now when it's clearly being contaminated over a week later?
Yeah, that ribbon's not really stopping anyone from contaminating it more.
I'm getting like bloody Lindy Chamberlain investigation vibes from
this. Get on Web Sleuths. Web Sleuths is like people have trampled over that scene.
Oh, for God's sake, can they just not remove the friggin' pram? That's distressing.
And the teddy bear. Oh.
I think that there's crap there that people have put there as a memorial. Be a tribute. Yeah.
So Freya is – people think she's sniffing around Levi, but I can't imagine why. But then she sits down for a coffee with Sheila because Sheila's trying to set her up with Levi.
Oh, yeah, Sheila's – no desperate. Rest for the Sheila.
I've got to get him another woman before that Amy lures her back into a spider's web.
What are your thoughts on polyamory? That was a fun one.
She said that and then she said, which is a completely normal question for me. I love that so much.
I want to listen to that again, which I will when it plays in Australia. Can we talk out of school here on Patreon?
Yeah, probably.
No one...
I mean, I just said Andy.
I don't think anyone's actually believing the whole line of you getting episodes described to you.
So great detail. We've moved her friend overseas for this.
Okay, guys, if you want my top tip, but though if, you know, I mean, people listening off pace here, I don't know, Google Neighbours and then the episode number and then by the good graces of YouTube, a small episode may appear and then have a good look in the description.
And or be like CJ and get a VPN.
Yeah, a cape. I call it a cape.
Yes.
I'm just walking around the internet with my cape.
Is it like a big Union Jack on it?
It's actually, I must say, like, the Channel 5, like, website compared to, like, 10 Play is great.
No, people will have you. I know that.
Except for one day, I was actually going to message these girls and say, look, this is actually great. Like, I don't know what any of them have been complaining about. And then, like, they left out a whole episode. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is what they've been complaining about.
The curse of 10 Play, where they play the same ad in a row five times. And then screw up, so then you have to reload it and then listen to the same ad, you know, another three
times.
And you
can't fast forward through the theme song because then five more ads appear. Mm.
And you know what the best thing about this UK 5 Play or whatever it's called? You can fast forward the damn thing.
Amazing.
Excellent.
Not, you know how you can't with the, with basically all our streaming?
And what I was going to get to is that we did ask for legitimate permission and we've been denied.
Yeah. We need to figure out how to write back to that.
They wish to exclude us from their narrative.
Yeah.
We've been, we're on the podcast blacklist, I guess. I don't know.
Nay blocked. It's back. It's back, baby.
I've got a friend who's got a Bluey podcast and the creators of Bluey wrote her and her co-host into the show and animated them as characters. That's how you treat a fan podcast. Anyway, we've been nay-blocked.
You know what? That's how you treat a fan podcast, but that's actually just how you treat fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And treating, you know, your possibly biggest fans badly is awful.
It's not really a fan podcast because we crap all over it a lot of the times. But
is there an actual Neighbours community where people don't like feel so passionately about it that they
and ooh, only
fruit bat
oh
just flew overhead
podcasts that I would listen to where they are very celebratory of the show are about shows that are very artistically made and require very deep analysis, like a Mad Men or a Handmaid's Tale.
Dare I channel Freya here and call them bootlickers?
You know, like, it's not like we can have a Mad Men style breakdown. And even then, you know, you can still pay out on care. The point is, we're nay-blocked, so just spare a thought for us begging around the internet to try and find the episodes. Because fucked if I'm doing this podcast on delay.
Oh, look, there's a theory online that Channel 5 are forging ahead whilst Peach is staying behind because there's going to be some sort of change in programming for the Queen's Jubilee.
Yeah, one of our patrons, Tom, posed that theory.
Yeah, so hopefully that's the case and we do catch up because it is a ball breaker.
I don't like breaking the law. I don't like it.
Are we breaking the law? It's on the internet. Someone else is breaking the law, uploading it.
You're right.
I don't like having to watch it on my friggin' phone, but that's a pain in the bum.
CJ had to play it for me through her computer and put me in a cupboard while I watch. And the whole, it's just, we're a hot mess.
Yeah. But I'm comfortable with breaking a little bit of laws. It's all I've got left because I used to be cool. Now it's just watching Neighbours ahead. But the way I see it is there must be an end game to it because eventually, if this went on for years and years.
So what's Gary's going to get harpooned again? Because I can live with it for 6 months if we get to see GazCan cancelled again.
If they start serving pigeon at that tram.
Oh, my God. I don't want to have any pigeons harmed for this show. They've already had to play Gary Canning.
My husband took our daughter out to a nice Chinese restaurant, and she had little duck for dinner, which was pigeon.
I can't wait for them to serve little duck down at the 82.
Yeah, maybe. But there must be an endgame because if this goes on for like years and years, eventually there won't be episodes for Channel 5 to play because they won't have been made yet.
No.
So it must look – something's going to happen. But my fear is that it'll be every Christmas there'll be a break in the UK and there won't be in Australia.
They've got to get their Hallmark movies out. I don't understand.
You can't live like this.
Yeah, so that's my fear, that it will go on forever and Bea will be watching in my cupboard, in my shoe compartment of my linen press forever.
This is dire. I feel like this is dire.
I mean,
we could podcast at Australian pace, but that's boring.
It's really hard to dodge spoilers as well.
Yeah.
Because I knew about Freya.
Well, I don't, oh, sorry, don't
not,
tell
sorry,
me.
Sorry, not Freya. I knew about Brittany. Yeah.
Can we actually, let's go back to the main pod. This was a very weird outtake. Trimmings. But like, roll with it.
Yeah. You had an intake of what it's like, what our chats are.
Yes.
Truth bombs.
Yeah. A look behind the curtain. A look behind Teresa's fourth wall. Main pod.